brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know what frustrates me so bad, again, about the TSA is it's an admitted federal takeover, violates the 9th and 10th Amendment, states' rights, 4th Amendment. Against unreasonable search and seizure, where a person's papers and effects are absolutely barred from being touched on. Doesn't matter. They're just criminally involved in a total revolution against the spirit of America, against basic freedom, against the Magna Carta, against everything dear, and they know what they're doing. And federally funded checkpoints all over the country, federally funded blood draws without proper warrants, then it's just rubber stamps. And now TSA checkpoints on highways everywhere. TSA has said on C-SPAN you're going to have to go through them to get a job anywhere, to have a driver's license, to be hired as a police officer. They are the federal goon force. And tyrannies under Stalin and Hitler and under Mao always use kind of a minimum wage thug potbelly force. Because in every society, old guard governments that were even oligarchical were afraid of big, powerful, out-of-control internal militaries. So they always created esprit de corps and system, even in ancient Rome, where the military wasn't allowed to be involved domestically because the ruling elite knew they'd be overthrown by it. And so they teach checks and balances to the Praetorian class, and that you don't violate these rights, you don't do this, you know, you don't fight your own people. So they can't get rid quick enough of all those checks and balances in police and military, though they have to a great extent. But if they create a whole new force, hire people that are control freaks, that low IQs, and tell them they're God, well, they'll do it. Hitler and Stalin and Mao opened up the prisons, hired thugs, street thugs, pedos, and it's the same thing today. Who else do you think likes to grab you and your wife's genitals? Oh, we have a double drudge now? Let me see that. This is fun. Because it's fun to be exposing the TSA and have the mega massive big sis taps hot dog sellers to hunt terrorists at Super Bowl. And then under it, red link, let's click on that. And again, this is the biggest link you can get on the internet. It's like the Super Bowl of internet. UN wants world tax to help the poor. Another Paul Joseph Watson article. I think Drudge likes Paul Watson. Paul Watson is a great writer. I like him too. Okay, it is just, again, it's like, boom, three-pointer, battling the New World Order. Doesn't get any better than this. Because the truth is, we are the new media, we are the real media, we're not going away. Now, it's a swarm of people here today, because they're having a longevity conference here in town for the InfoWarsTeam.com crew. And this is about a revolution in liberty. About getting our health back, not letting them ban our supplements. I got into longevity about a little over a year ago, did a little bit of it, got some response, but wasn't committed. So I didn't promote it a lot. Knew it was good, but eh, whatever. Then Aaron Dykes went on it, and in 6 months lost 65 pounds. My mother had incredible results, so she can exercise a lot more, lost a lot of weight. She says, I'll endorse it, and my mother's, you know, doesn't want to go on air, but said she would endorse it. I haven't gotten around to getting her to do that yet. But the point is that, wow, I better really follow this because I know it's real. That's why I was promoting it, but I wasn't following it. 2 months, 37 pounds lost. And I'm going to recap all this. It's not even about weight loss. Now, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, mainline pharmacist, understands the biology. He's going to be in here talking about this. But with him, they're all just hanging out in the studio. I said, why not have Dr. Corey Gold? He's a dentist. He's an inventor of a whole bunch of great supplements like Pollen Burst and others. And a lot of the other stuff that's in the longevity line. Longevity has bought up a lot of these great companies. He really understands this as well. And MZ, who got me involved in all this, he's here. But Ted Anderson wants to come in. And boy, if you see old videos of Ted Anderson, he was never in bad shape. But he had knee problems. He's lost 35 pounds. He was correcting me. It's not 30, it's 35. And his cholesterol went from 300 to 160 on longevity. He's going to show you those medical reports. It was his idea. He's going to show them to you here in a minute. Stay with us.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Get into lawsuit filed against government over assassination of U.S. citizens. ACLU demands information regarding a CIA kill list and drone strikes on Americans. Also, Climate Depot, read all about it. Al Gore's melting Antarctic claims refuted by reality. Climate Depot's A to Z. All these top scientists are coming out and saying the Earth's now starting to cool and that we actually want heating and that carbon dioxide is what we need on this Earth and is not evil. So they have all this fake environmentalism to cover up the real problems that they're causing. Here's another one. Thousands wrongly labeled as criminals. This is out of the London Telegraph. More than 20,000 people end up getting picked up or arrested because of computer mistakes. I saw the same thing in the LA Times a month ago, where it was tens of thousands in California. And sometimes one of the cases it said it took the guy almost 2 months to get out of jail. And it's just because they had the name wrong. And he's like, I have no criminal record. Here's my license. And they're like, well, your license is now under this criminal's record. Very scary. So that's just some of the news we're going to get to on that front. Also, new report shows illegal aliens are leaving Arizona. Yeah, because the economy's falling apart. Also, tritium leaking in 48 of 65 nuclear reactors across America, reports USNRC. That's the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Now, this is a question I keep asking. Why suddenly in Illinois, Nebraska, California, New York, two places in Canada, all over Europe. I showed you the articles yesterday. Radiation levels just skyrocketing, not just from Fukushima, reactors suddenly. They're belching radiation. They're having power outages. What is going on? Now, I heard about, and I'm going to cover this in the third hour, some with Bob Chapman. I heard about this for years, but that's ridiculous. But the scientists were saying that some would go into a cycle and that these space particles, different types of them, can actually cause problems, not just in the power generators, but in the nuclear reaction somehow. Since then, I've done some research on it, and it turns out that that may be one of the reasons that suddenly you're seeing all these problems. And there's a big article from When Technology Fails by Matthew Stein. I want to get him on. And it says 400 Chernobyls, solar flares, EMP, and nuclear Armageddon. And it goes through reactors where they admit have already had blow-ups and problems. And all the scientific papers, London Guardian, I've got to do a whole hour on this sometime, this is already going on. This is already going on. And here's another one. Concerns grow over volcanic eruptions, USA Today. See, they used to think volcanoes blew up every million years or something, but look at all the civilizations that got destroyed by them. They used to think big giant meteorites hit every million years. Now they're saying it's every 10,000 or so. You know, a big article in USA Today about that. I'll cover some of that in the third hour. You don't want to miss that. More on Panetta saying Israel is going to strike Iran and all the fireworks that are going to come out of that. I mean, talk about a roll of the dice. Regardless of which side you're on or if you're just anti-war and don't want to see this happen, Pakistan's got 100 nukes. That could flip them over. I mean, this is cuckoo. Any way you slice it, we've got all of that. But I'm also about solutions here, and there's a lot of solutions. People are waking up. Over 90% of Americans hate the TSA and believe it's unconstitutional. In major polls I saw just last week, alternative media is the new mainstream media. So the mainstream media is teaming up, the old mainstream media, with the government openly calling for censorship. That's only waking people up faster. The government's passing laws saying we'll secretly arrest you. That's waking people up even faster. But for the next hour and a little bit into the next, we're going to be joined by Ben Fuchs, Dr. Corey Gold's coming in later, Ted Anderson and MZ, if we can drag him in here, because I was doing a lot of research, and I knew that our soils were depleted. And I knew that that's why people were obese, because they had to eat all these calories, even if it was supposedly healthy vegetables, just to get the trace elements and minerals, because most of the fields are devoid of the proper minerals and nutrients, but they're using toxic fertilizers that manipulate the growth of the plants, but where they have no value and actually have a bioaccumulated toxicity. The honeybees are dying, the wildlife that eats it. I mean, it's a bad situation, not just counting the GMO nature. So I'd gotten off most GMO. I was drinking more water, eating less, jogging 4 or 5 days a week, and I could lose about 5 pounds, and that was it. I couldn't detoxify. And about a year ago or so, Ted Anderson got me in touch with one of our affiliate folks who owns a few stations we're on and said, listen, Ted had started it, and he said, I'm losing weight. My knees were hurting, feel great. You ought to really try this. And so I knew it was good stuff. I knew it made sense. Started promoting it about a year ago. Didn't really follow it, though, because I've never been a vitamin mineral guy. And I'd taken vitamins before them because I guess I didn't absorb them, didn't do much. Aaron Dykes here, one of our writers and fill-in hosts and researchers, he went on it and followed it. Ben Fuchs talks about pharmacist Ben, who's about to be here with us. And he lost 65 pounds. You've seen the transformative change in 6 months. And has incredible energy. It's just amazing. So I finally, about now, I don't know, 8 weeks ago, a little over 2 months ago, said, okay, I'm going to actually follow this. I'm actually doing Tangy Tangerine twice a day. Instead of doing toxic coffee, I'm going to do a pollen burst. I'm going to take a whey shake. All the products are, again, are at InfoWarsTeam.com because they've got the best all right there in one spot. You can sign up and get a discount. You know, pay $10, get a discount on the products. Or you can just go there and buy them, as most people do. But it is a business opportunity. But that, for me, that's a side issue. It's the products. And they really work. Now, the only side effect is, because things like Tangy Tangerine doesn't have caffeine in it, but I'm crazed. The only problem is, it's like I'm 22 again. I'm or it's like old radio was 15 years ago, where I'm yelling, screaming more, getting aggressive. The only side effect is that I am crazed now. And the more I can jog 8 miles instead of 4 miles. Now all of this is happening, and I just think everybody should find out more about Tangy Tangerine and all of it at InfoWarsTeam.com. And your purchase also supports our alternative media operations. And I invite our radio stations, which a lot of them are doing it, to sign up at InfoWarsTeam.com. And I'll voice ads for you and everything. And I think your stations should sell it. I know MZ's got a model where he could beat all the big guys for, you know, a decade, 15 years with longevity, trying to put him out of business selling longevity. And that's why they came to me with this and said, this will also help your stations. So I'm really sold on it. You've seen the change. 37 pounds in 2 months. Ben Fuchs joins us here. Ben, what is going on with Alex Jones? I mean, you're a pharmacist, I should say, by training. Go ahead.
Right. There's so many different ways we could take it, but basically you've been anti-domesticated. That's how I look at it. See, we're domesticated through our foods. We're made dumb through our foods. We're made weak through our foods. We're made docile through our foods. And what you're experiencing is changes in your biochemistry, specifically, it seems like, around estrogen, around insulin, and around the male hormone testosterone. Testosterone gives you virility. It gives you strength. It gives you power. It gives you the get up and go. Over time, we become resistant to hormones, specifically insulin, that reduces our testosterone response and makes us more passive, makes us more docile.
And that's what it is. My testosterone's up.
You resensitize your body to testosterone through the hormone insulin. And this is really the key. By dropping your insulin, you become more sensitized to testosterone. When we become insulin resistant, we lose our anabolic, our building edge. So the key to anti-aging and the key to wellness and the key to power and the key to vitality is resensitizing your body to insulin, the hormone insulin. And you do that by dropping your calories, dropping your intake of refined carbohydrates, upping your intake of micronutrients, and upping your intake of protein. And you're a living testimony to this. And I also want to say one other thing. People lose weight. I was joking around before we went on air. I said we should tally up the amount of pounds that everybody lost. It would be tonnage. I mean, you're talking about Aaron lost 60 pounds. I get letters from people losing 70 pounds. Ted lost 25 pounds. You lost 37 pounds.
Yeah, I think it's 35, yeah.
The point is the weight will drop, but we don't want to focus on the weight loss.
Yeah, we don't even sell this saying weight loss.
No.
It's funny. It's the ultimate weight loss and doesn't say it.
You're carving up your body to where it should be by giving yourself good nutrition. You get more energy. You think more clearly. You have more get up and go, and you lose weight.
Yeah, let's say it's 8 o'clock at night. I got the munchies. I don't go eat a ham sandwich. I just have a Tangy Tangerine.
That's right. Exactly. You need a straw for that.
That's what you're having right now.
Exactly. See, the point is that we develop these habits based on our need for nutrition, and we're getting the calories without the nutrients, as we talked about before. When we feel like snacking before bed, it's not calories we want, it's nutrients that we want. But our only option is caloric intake, so we have milk and cookies.
But why do I get crazed when I drink Tangy Tangerine more than a pot of coffee?
You call it crazed, I call it energized. Crazed is just a negative spin on it. You have more energy.
Well, no, but I am crazed naturally, so I think that's the effect.
That might be the problem there. But most of us just get more energy. We just get up and go. Don't you think that one of the most important if people can have a health wish come true, don't you think it would be more energy? Don't you think it would be more get up and go? I mean, weight loss is important, but to me, it's the vitality. It's the zest. Health is not the absence of disease. Health is feeling great about life. Imagine if we all felt powerful and great about life. The disease, the weight loss, the markers, the blood markers like cholesterol and like blood sugar, they would take care of themselves. If we could take care of the zest part, of the energy part, of the vitality part, the numbers would take care of themselves. That's why I never talk about weight loss with Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I talk about feeling better, and that's what happens. Now, everybody who's lost weight, they notice the weight loss, but if you ask them, they will also tell you they have more energy and they feel better, and that's really what this is.
Which is the difference. And the other times when I force myself to lose like 20 pounds by hard dieting and exercise, it's grueling and my stomach hurts and I'm hungry.
Right, and you shouldn't be that way. You should be loving exercise. I mean, the human body craves exercise. We secrete pleasure hormones.
No, I want to leave early now to go run again.
Right, because we secrete pleasure hormones when we're exercising.
And also, I want to stomp people. That's not good.
You just stop people and grab them?
Stomp people.
Oh, stomp people, no. That's the testosterone thing. Maybe we want to get you a little essential fatty acids or maybe some magnesium or something to kind of take the edge off.
No, I like it.
That's different.
All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. No, I mean, it's just exciting. And, I mean, being able to run 8 miles now.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's awesome. We'll be right back.
Awesome. That is
Hi,
awesome.
This is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country. And it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled B-I-O-A-G-E.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Come, you masters of war.
Now, Ben Fuchs is putting on an event with Dr. Corey Gold, MZ Ted Anderson this weekend here in Austin. We'll tell you about that before this hour ends. Also, you can find the addresses of both events and more info at InfoWarsTeam.com. But Ted Anderson, staying at my house last night, was not intending to even get him on air. We were talking about longevity and having a tangy tangerine. Or was it a polymer? So I was taking tangerines because it was at night. We'd gone out to eat after, before that. And Ted said, look at my cholesterol numbers. Because it was over 300. They were saying, we got to put you on Lipitor. You know, it's admitted that stuff's so bad for you. I've had medical doctors on saying it literally eats your brain. And Ted started only eating oatmeal and stuff, couldn't really lower it. And then he went on the longevity products and came back a few months later. It goes from 300 to, what, 160-something. There it is, Apple Valley Medical Clinic, blood test, all of it. We'll do a document cam for viewers. Ted, tell us about this.
Well, I mean, as you can see, I mean, my triglycerides were at 368. My brother had bypass surgery, three bypasses, when he was 42. My dad has stents in him. My grandfather died of heart disease, a heart attack. It was after his, I think it was ninth one in the 1970s. You walk into any medical clinic and have a physical, and they find 368 on your triglycerides, they're going to put you on statin drugs.
Now, there it is, 300 and something. If you go up, now 164.
Yeah, 164. After I got off the oatmeal in the morning and started taking a protein shake by Ben's recommendation, my cholesterol and also the tangy tangerine and essential fatty acids went from 368 to 164 in 1 year. I mean, you can't even hardly do that with their statin drugs.
Can you imagine if a drug did that? Can you imagine what they say if a drug did that with no side effects and no toxicity except you feel better? That's the side effect.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But they used to burn women whenever they knew how to use all the herbs and things, and that was the old leech doctors. It's always been the establishment medical system that wants to give you lead and mercury. In fact, they used to give Andrew Jackson mercury to get him up out of bed when he was really old, because I guess a poison will make you actually get up for a while, instead of, hey, why don't you just have nutrition that your body needs?
Right, exactly. I mean, I didn't know about this. I mean, personally, I've been walking around with a bum knee for how many years. They want to go in and do arthroscopic surgery to fix it, and eventually talking about knee replacement. I take Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Within 2 months, I'm walking without pain. I mean, a little bit of glucogel, they sell that product too. You find it right up on InfoWars.
And by the way, your dad, who has Alzheimer's, you were able to get him on it, and the doctor said no, and I brought that up to Ben, and then the Alzheimer's came back. I brought it up to Ben, and you said the doctors say, yeah, no vitamins.
That's crazy. But here's the thing.
You're saying no green vegetables, they tell
me. No green vegetables because it clots your blood. It has vitamin K in there. But here's the thing. You guys are surprised and amazed, and I can see why you're surprised and amazed. Think of me. I see this every day. I get the letters every day for years. Weight loss and cholesterol dropping and blood pressure dropping and people off their medication. I see it every day. I get letters about it every day, and I've gotten these letters for years because this is the way the body works. We're not sick. We're starving. We don't need to be fixed by any medical model. We need to be fed correctly with nutrition and nutritional supplementation and dietary strategies.
Well, I'm convinced, and I get to see those emails, and I know thousands of people are convinced along with you.
Right.
It's just amazing. I mean, Alex,
but the proof's in the pudding. I mean, we ought to get Aaron Dykeson here. I mean, he lost 65 pounds. And now he keeps losing. I mean, it is insane.
And he feels better. And he feels a lot better.
Oh,
you know what else, though, guys? You've decreased your risk of degenerative disease. You've decreased the likelihood of dying of a heart attack. You've decreased the likelihood that you're going to get cancer. You've decreased the chances that you're going to get a stroke. In addition to looking good, in addition to feeling better, in addition to losing weight, now you've dramatically cut your risk of degeneration as you grow older. And it's one thing to die early, but it's another thing to rot on the way down. And once you start taking care of your nutritional needs, not only are you going to increase your longevity and feel better, but you're going to decrease the likelihood that you're going to have one of these awful, awful degenerative conditions.
And, Chad, I know it's a sad story, but you volunteered for me to tell it. I mean, your dad got to where he didn't really know where he was when you said fishing. And after, what, 6 months on longevity, on the tangy tangerine and essential fatty acids, in your own words, he knew who he was again, was having a good time.
Yeah.
But then the doctor tested the blood and said, you're not allowed to have vitamin K.
Well, because
what happened when he went off of it?
He's on Coumadin. I mean, he lost his memory again. I mean, when he was on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, I came over for a party one day. He told me what my brother was doing and why he couldn't be there on time, what his wife was up to, all the short-term memory stuff that he just...
Your dad was back.
Yeah, he was back. He had his cognitive...
But the doctor, the god, says no.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
How do they get away with that, Ben? I mean...
They're medical deities. We created a model through marketing and Edward Bernays and PR and spin and commercials and mass hypnosis. We've created this model that says that you do whatever the doctor said. How many times do you see these commercials? Ask your doctor. Make sure you ask your doctor.
What about doctors in the 50s saying smoke cigarettes, they're good for you?
Right. They did all kinds of stuff. They used to cure hemorrhoids by sticking an iron, a hot iron rod up your hemorrhoid area.
Oh, let's not talk about it. Well, the leeches, too.
All kinds of stuff. You know, the history of medicine is not pretty.
You know where lobotomies came from? The famous doctor, he would just jam ice picks in the brain laughing in front of his medical students with mentally ill people. If you don't believe me, folks, look it up. Ted Anderson, awesome. Thank you. We're going to get more testimonials with pharmacist Ben Fuchs with Corey Gold straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready for the solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
She'll slice you apart. Okay, we are back live here, and this is a big way to fight the globalists. And it's a big way for patriots everywhere to get into business, waking others up. That's how the free market works. That's what I did going back 17 years ago, making my own videos, funding my own organization, slowly growing it, so we can now challenge the globalists toe-to-toe. And I invite people to join InfoWarsTeam.com. It's $10 to sign up and get discounts on all the products, or just go buy them outright. I know I've got my family signed up. Because, again, I believed in it, knew it was good, so I was promoting it, but didn't really buy into it. I'm 2 months in, and I'll say this. I've lost 37 pounds. In about a week and a half, I really haven't lost any weight, and it is because I still eat a big steak or pigged out on Mexican food last night and ate 2 buckets of probably GMO chips. Eating a little less and drinking the Tangy Tangerine and Pollen Burst, it's incredible. So I'm not even going the extreme stuff like Aaron Dykes is. And, by the way, he says he's crazed now. And most of this stuff doesn't even have caffeine in most of these products. Now, what I'm breaking down here is the fact that if we get healthy and realize what's happening, if we have the building blocks we need and aren't starving for nutrients, not empty food, then the globalist, the system, is going to be in deep, deep trouble. And Dr. Corey Gold, who's a dentist, just like my dad, he's a dentist from UC a San Francisco product formulator for 20 years. A lot of famous products out there like Polymer is one of my favorites. I used to drink coffee at 5 to the nightly news, and it would just give me like this dirty, you know, awake buzz and a headache later. Not Polymer, full of B vitamins and the rest of it. Wow. It does a little bit of caffeine as well, but formulated just right. He's also a team leader at InfoWars team. .com, and he works with Youngevity. In fact, some of his companies basically merge with them. So he's in studio with us, but I learned that, well, I already knew this, but he's down in the San Diego area right by the reactor that released a bunch of radiation, and they admit that. And I was just mentioning at the start of the hour, and he was bringing it up, that he heard alarms going off in his neighborhood with this. So give us an update on what's going on with what happened in Southern California.
Yeah, my home is not too far away from San Onofre Nuclear Plant, which is on the coast between Orange County and San Diego. And we're just sitting in our house, my wife and myself, and all of a sudden these sirens go off. Like, what the heck is that? Like, once or twice a year they have these tests. But they always tell you, we're going to have a test next week, so we do it every twice a year, so don't worry about it, just a test. There's no test. What the heck's going off? Do we get in the car? Where do we go? And all of a sudden they go away, and then we hear them again a few minutes later. What's happening? So I go on the internet, and they say there's a leak at San Onofre Nuclear Plant, but don't worry, it's contained. Go about your own business. There's no problem at all. Everything's just fine. There's leaking radiation about 10 miles away, but don't worry about it. It's all good. But stay out of the sun, of course. You know, make sure you stay out of the sun. But nuclear radiation leaking, that's just fine. Just go about your business.
By the way, you guys hadn't heard this, and I don't blame me for kind of double-taking. I mean, you know I don't make stuff up, but you were like, really? I told you, Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations are, said, first restrict and block their websites, but we should look at arresting. He wrote public papers for Harvard and the White House and Chicago Business School, three of them. You can go read them. But he said, infiltrate people that question, he said, including alternative health. That's conspiracy theory. And he said, people that say any sun is good is dangerous and damaging people. They should be arrested. Wow. And he said, if you question man-made global warming, you should be. But then literally, as you know, hundreds of mainline studies that moderate sun is essential. I don't need to know that. If I get a little bit down in the winter, everybody knows, go to the coast, get some sun, even if it's 60 degrees, get some sun. I feel great. It's like a drug. You know, as a dentist, as a researcher, as somebody who's looked at this, A, why is sun so important, and why are they telling us it's bad? I mean, I know it's linked to getting cancer, not getting sun. And guys, type in Cass Sunstein, conspiracy theory, sun is not good for you. Or Cass Sunstein says sun is not good for you. I want to show them this because they were doubting, and I could tell. Go ahead.
No, I wasn't doubting you. I'll put that on Ben. But anyway, there's this whole disease out there.
No, I don't blame you if you do. It's unbelievable.
There's this whole disease called seasonal defective disorder for people in Alaska and people up in Sweden. They get it where they're not in the sun enough. They actually, their brains don't work well. Their brain needs sun. Your body needs sun.
Well, the studies, the eyes also take the light and does a chemical reaction.
Serotonin and melatonin. Our connection to spirituality, our connection to mental well-being.
Northern Europe was having huge suicides, as you know, until now by law they have to provide sunrooms, and they put artificial sun in the buildings.
There's an intimate link between the sun and the pineal gland. In fact, the pineal gland itself has photoreceptor cells, so that it's
called the third eye.
It's literally like an eye in your head, and it's connected to the two holes in your head that you call your eyes. The light goes in through your eyes and communicates with your pineal gland and converts serotonin into melatonin.
The ancients knew that. Everybody knows that.
That's right. The ancient people did know that. They used to do these things where they bury you for 3 days and then open up the crypt and you get this big hit of light after being in, building up all of these neurochemicals in your brain. And the big hit of light would go through your eyes and would convert the serotonin into melatonin, or the melatonin into serotonin instantly. And you'd have, supposedly, you have these initiatory reactions via the conversion. The connection between light and brain health is unbelievably important. And by the way, skin cancer and cancers that are related to the sun have a link to nutritional deficiencies, because when you eat nutrients, specifically phytonutrients and antioxidants, they're literally stored in your skin and secreted in your sweat and in your sebum, so that when you get the sun, you have antioxidant protection built in when you're taking your nutritional supplements.
Well, think about it. Any parent at home knows this. when your kid's not feeling well, what's the first thing you look
at? Get them some sun.
Well, you see them some sun, but also you look in their face, you go, your color doesn't look good. Your color doesn't look good because your skin doesn't have the nutrients in it. Your skin is devoid. Any parent.
But even mainline doctors in the old days said, get plenty of fresh food, water, and sun.
Right. Here's another thing. Phytonutrients, plants have these pigments, chlorophyll and carotenoids and different kinds of color pigments that require a adequate digestive system in order to be absorbed and put into the skin, specifically fat absorption. So when you have you're absorbing your fats, you're breaking down the vegetables and the phytonutrients are getting delivered to where they need to be delivered in the skin. If you have your gallbladder removed, if you have liver problems, fatty liver, any kind of digestive issue that compromises fat absorption, you are now at risk for problems with the sun because you're missing these nutrients in your skin.
And most people now are getting fats of the wrong kind. They're degraded fats because they're getting them from potato chips and french
right.
fries and pizza, which has fat in it. But that's
what about narcolepsy connected to not getting sun?
I haven't heard that.
I've seen some brain chemistry reports on that. But obviously, we're designed to get some sun. That's what our skin's for. That's how we process the vitamin A, correct?
Vitamin A, your body makes vitamins from the sun. A person who's healthy, look at Ben. Ben is healthy. His skin looks vibrant, and that's because he's getting plenty of sun. Go to Colorado where people get plenty of sun. They look alive. Go up to Alaska. They could use some sun.
Well, you said, Alex said it right. Don't you feel better when you're out in the sun? How did we let people bamboozle us into thinking that this is some demon in the sky that's hell-bent on our destruction when we all know that we feel better when we're out in the sun? You go take a survey on people and ask them if they feel better when they're out in the sun, and across the board, people say...
But it's like plants need sun. I mean, we need some sun.
We're designed to have it. Anybody who says that we're not supposed to have sun is telling you a fib.
By the way, did you guys find the Cass Sunstein says that they should censor people? There it is. Obama's information czar calls for banning free speech, no more opinions on content. And there it is. Blow it up so I can read it. Thank you. For radio listeners, Sunstein also cites the benefit of global. Sunstein also cites the belief that the global warming is a deliberate fraud as another marginal conspiracy theory to be countered by government action. In reality, the majority of Americans now believe that the man-made explanation of global warming is not true and that global warming is natural, according to the latest polls. I guess you didn't find the part where he says don't, because I mean, it's in his paper. He says, I know Paul Watson wrote about it. He says it says that it's a lie that you need sun. So that's the part about Dr. folks that say global warming isn't real.
Well, yeah, I love the fact he has sun in his name. Isn't that hysterical?
Oh, yeah, and then, oh, I get it.
You can't have sun. I can't think of, well, they're trying to make the most basic things. If they can tell you the sun is bad, then what else won't you believe? I mean, when they can take that away from you, like being in the sun is a bad thing.
What about the UN 2 years ago at Copenhagen? People were pointing out the sun's driving climate, not us. And they had a vote and said the sun does not affect climate.
Well, it's a good thing they voted. Yeah, because
the sun doesn't affect climate.
Yeah.
Is that what they said?
Okay, guys, type in UN votes and says sun does not affect climate. They're not going to believe me.
That big nuclear reactor out there isn't affecting anything. I guess not. It's like, why does it get cold at night? Because the sun's gone. It's, you know, yeah, it affects climate just a little bit.
Now you were talking about mainline medical doctors are good people. They're just ignorant.
They're indoctrinated into a system that tells them how to think. And because of that, they come in there with good intentions. They want to do the right thing. But they're told the right thing is something else. And because of that, that's what they do. If you get in a car accident, you want to see a physician right away. They know how to fix bones and take care of you. They're great at critical care. But when it comes to preventative medicine, they're told a whole story and a mythology, and they bought into it because if they don't, they're not in anymore. They're on the outside.
And they don't make money. I mean, if they tell you, hey, this nutrition will reverse this, then the big medical companies that finance the medical schools aren't going to give them money.
But the average doctor doesn't even know any of that. He's not tied into the big money in the medical school. He's just tied into wanting respect of his peers and believing what his teachers tell him is true. So if all you hear for your whole life is this way of thinking,
right,
that's what you adopt.
You know, also, we've abdicated. We've voluntarily given up responsibility for our health. And we've created a vacuum in a sense. And the medical people have just taken up that role. Medicine should be about heroic measures. If you have a heart attack, if you get hit by a car, if you need stitching up, and it does wonderful work in that regard. But somehow they've taken on a role that should be ours as individuals.
Well, they're trying to take control of the whole society. I mean, the technocrats above them say that. They want to make us sick so they can then sell us what allows us to live.
Well, they're managing things now. It's not about helping you get better. It's about how we manage this.
Well, it's situation. A binary illness. The big pharma, the system, you know, the bad food, the GMOs, the additives give you the illness, and then they give you the treatment.
Well, to me, we are via nutritional supplementation, via dietary strategies, via lifestyle modification, we have so much power. We can do so much to take the ball back into our own court to restore our health. It shouldn't be the medical model's responsibility to make us better. It shouldn't be the medical model's responsibility to keep us healthy. Unless we have an accident, our day-to-day health is our responsibility, the responsibility of parents for their children, and the responsibility of individuals themselves. We created a vacuum.
But government's fostering that. Look in Chicago, where if you bring your own lunch to school, there's some schools where they take your lunch away and throw in the garbage, even though the parent packed the lunch, because they say, well, we don't care that you packed the lunch. We don't care that you're a parent. We're throwing the garbage because this is what your kid's going to eat. Yeah. So the government's becoming the parent.
That's right. Well, there's been a nanification. It's the nanny state. It's this idea that we can't do it ourselves, that we have to have somebody else take care of us.
And they make you weak. Of course, we need the government to protect us from everything, even from our own thoughts, even from our own food.
Well, that's why in those nanny state cities, they take the guns, the crime rate goes up. It doesn't make you safe. The cops can't protect you all the time.
No, but they get you dependent to the point where you need someone else to take care of you. You're not supposed to think for yourself. I mean, even in school nowadays, excellence is breeded out of you. Excellence is breeded
out of you. No, they admit that. You're right, Doc. Now, Dr. Corey Gold, what woke you up?
You know, I'm always been counter to a lot of things. I'm always a contrarian. When everybody's talking about one thing, when everybody's thinking the same thing, somebody's not thinking. And I think very early on, I was listening to a few of the alternative thinkers out there and said, you know, there's something organic about that rides in my chest. I just can't not listen to that message and hear it. Because sometimes if the truth is out there, it rides with your heart and you go, there's something that guy's
missing. Well, your subconscious brain's more powerful. It knows bull.
Well, yeah, but and also then you start saying, well, wait a second, why do I think what I thought before? Well, just because everybody's telling it to me doesn't mean it's accurate. Maybe they just heard from somebody else and they're repeating the same bad thing around. And so I started reading and going to school, and in school they teach you how the body works. And when you start saying, well, why don't I just give it what it needs?
Right. That's what we said in pharmacy school.
Right. And so when you start saying, why don't we just provide it what it needs? It never doesn't mean nothing ever will go wrong.
Right.
But why should we assume it will go wrong? Why don't we try to fix? I take care of my car. A lot of people take care of their car better than they take care of their body because they know exactly what to do. I change my oil every so often. I do this every so often. But they don't know what to do with their own bodies because they were trained not to know.
Yeah, I think that you hit the nail on the head. It's this detachment that we have from our own bodies that allows us to go to some outside authority to tell us what's wrong with us. Most of us don't really feel inside our bodies. We don't know where our pancreas is. We don't know what our liver does. We don't know about our skin. So we feel somehow detached and disconnected, and that allows us to go to a doctor and say, hey, you tell me what's wrong with me. Hey, you fix me. So it's this idea that we have to become reacquainted with our bodies. We have to become reacquainted with how our bodies work.
But, I mean, the best way to describe this is, as you know, breast cancer off the charts. Right. U.S. has the highest in the world, thousands of percentile what it was 50 years ago, spreading all over the Western world, wherever we follow this modern GMO, you know, tainted food, additives, all this garbage that we're just told is the way it is. And they're only talking about how to find a cure for it once you get the breast cancer.
Right.
They're not asking, why is it exploding?
Right.
Yeah, everybody's walking to find a cure. Why isn't everybody walking to find the cause?
Kentucky Fried Chicken sponsors the race for the cure. I always found that pretty interesting.
We should find the race for the cause.
Race for the cause.
I know this. I can eat one piece of Kentucky Fried Chicken as a scientific test, one drumstick, days of headaches, feeling dirty. I mean, just grungy. You know, I mean, it is... I mean, it's got so much MSG. Well, you know the story of MSG. Tell them.
Right. Well, MSG, monosodium glutamate, it's a very fascinating story. The Japanese pioneered it so that they could feed their soldiers the crappiest food ever, and it would taste good. MSG is an excitotoxin. It makes your brain excited. It makes your brain happy. So you'll eat Spam, and your brain will go, yippee!
Wow.
Exactly. It makes your brain happy and excited. So they figured, well, put it in everything, and it allows you...
These additives are artificial drugs.
Basically, they make you think that you're eating a filet mignon when you're eating Spam.
Oh, well, you're a pharmacist. On average, they teach them more than doctors about the metabolic system with this. What is MSG doing?
MSG, monosodium glutamate, is classified as an excitatory neurotoxin.
meaning it stimulates the brain to make it think it's really happy and really excited.
Just like other poisons like methamphetamine.
Now, you have excitatory neuropeptides in your brain. That's a normal part of brain chemistry. The problem is when you eat lots and lots of them, these excitatory neuropeptides are regulated tightly, as they should be, because if you have too much of them, they're toxic. The problem is we're getting them in all of our foods, Kentucky Fried Chicken and fast foods and Spam. And so it's the amount of these excitatory compounds that makes them toxic.
And then your body gets used to them, and when you go back to eating foods that don't contain them,
they don't
taste as good
right.
to you anymore, because your body's saying, wait a second, I need a drug to feel like my food tastes good. This tastes bland to me. What is it? It's regular organic food. Well, it doesn't taste good to
That's
me.
That's like my dad used to tell me when I was a kid. He goes, you don't need the sugar cereal. He said, that makes it to where you can't taste it. Chew it, and then just chew the regular wheat cereal. Then you'll be able to taste the sugar. And I tried
That's
it.
Right.
You chew it a bunch, then it suddenly gets sweet.
That's exactly right. If you suck on any kind of piece of bread and let it sit in your mouth,
sugar. You
will taste sugar. That's right. And the problem is that we become, just like we become dumbed down to excitatory neurotransmitters, we become dumbed down to insulin or to sugar, and we need more and more sugar to give us that high. So that's what we were talking about earlier, about resensitizing your body to the sweet taste and resensitizing your body to insulin.
Well, and that's one reason why people are hungry all the time, because their body doesn't have any nutrients. So the body says, wait a second, there's a disconnect here. I've been eating a
right.
lot, but I'm still hungry. Why is that? And it's because you're not getting any nutrients.
Right.
You're getting lots of
For
calories.
Eons, whenever we got calories, we got nutrients. I mean, this whole modern way of eating is only 100 or 200 years old. For thousands and thousands of years, for even millions of years, when we got calories, we got nutrients. So the body sees calories. It's wondering where the heck the nutrients are. It sends us out for more calories.
And Big Pharma, that owns the big food companies, they industrialize the food, they roll it out, they put their petrochemical additives into it to addict us, because they're all drug pushers, like crack dealers, who can put the best crack on the street, just like cigarette makers with additives, they're all competing. One more segment with you guys, then I'm going to bring MZ in, and I'm going to tell folks about events in Austin. Find out more at InfoWarsTeam.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Gold, you were bringing up, Ben was saying, hey, bring up, you know, the Nazis or the Soviets on record put fluoride in their work camp water. That's on record if you look it up. But then you were bringing up the fluoride in the water. All these, the states now, because cities are removing and are saying, okay, it's the law. That violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code. You can't forcibly drug somebody. Now they're talking about lithium in the water.
Absolutely. There's government agencies out there and panels out there talking about now saying some people aren't feeling happy all the time. Therefore, having negative emotions is bad. We might want to put lithium in the water. Therefore, no one will ever be unhappy.
Zombies.
Yeah, well, because having an emotion is now is a bad thing. You shouldn't have emotion. So let's put lithium in the water. And some people might be a little aggressive. Let's put some fluoride in the water. Or remember during the war, they used to put saltpeter. Let's put things in the water. Let's put things in food to make sure that people don't have emotions that might not be the emotion.
And then take the iodine out, and then all these women have thyroid problems because the iodine isn't there, so the fluoride's able to get into the thyroid.
And by the way, the fluoride is specific for the pineal gland, that gland in the center of your brain that's responsible for your spiritual connection, that is involved in serotonin and melatonin production.
Dreams.
Dreaming and higher consciousness. Fluoride is specific for the pineal gland.
And so if you can take religion out of everything, because if you start giving some drugs that make you not have that emotional attachment to the world and to spirituality, then who are you bonded to, which is the state? And to some degree, I think a large portion of this is who should be your deity, which is the state.
No, that's it, folks. There's going to be an event here in Austin. There's other events across the country with InfoWarsTeam.com. But bottom line, go try out the Tangy Tangerine, the Pollen Burst. I also like the Rebound that's been endorsed by a professional basketball player who loves it. A lot of professional basketball players, others say that they would have already been retired, but because they were never getting the right nutrients, they were just giving them salts and you know things like that. But again, if you go to InfoWarsTeam.com, you can find out about Saturday, February 4th. Come one, come all, 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Cross Point Church, 5703 McNeil Drive, Austin, Texas, 78729. And there's going to be a lot of folks here, Dr. Corey Gold. There's also going to be pharmacist Ben Fuchs, MZ. Ted Anderson's going to be speaking. Topics like heart disease, cancer, skin diseases, diabetes, polluted water, fast food, lifestyles, blood pressure, Fukushima, digestive issues, obesity, and more. Again, that's all going on. Find out more at InfoWarsTeam.com. In the few minutes we've got left, in the short little segment before we get into other news and other folks here on the air, like Bob Chapman, and then take some calls later. Anything else you guys think you should add for people out there?
Yeah, this is one thing I want to say. I hate willpower. I don't have any willpower. What we're going to talk about at 7 o'clock at the Cross Point Church this Saturday is how to hack into your brain's chemistry so that you don't need to fight yourself away from the buffet table, so that you'll naturally not want the pizza. And that's the key. If you have to go against hardwiring in your brain, you are bound to lose. But if you can figure out how to hack into that chemistry by giving yourself good nutrients, by making sure you're getting good
nutrients. The globalists hack us with false stuff to make us weak. We just use what God gave us.
Nutrients, exactly. You can figure out how to hack into your brain using good nutrition and using good dietary strategies. You don't need any willpower. The weight will drop off and you're going to feel better.
He absolutely said it right. Your body's an amazing chemistry set. It can, if you give it the right ingredients.
Right.
I hate to bring this up because it's sad. Look at Ted's dad. He was back from Alzheimer's and the doctor said no, and within a month he didn't know who he was again. I mean, it's incredible. And the doctor's God, so okay.
Oh, and you hear stories. I mean, look at all the people around your offices here who have just dropped weight by having proper nutrition. because they weren't as hungry and they were getting the right, they were having more energy,
right,
feeling positive,
right,
dropping weight,
right,
without having to fight it.
And decreasing their risks of degeneration down the road.
Absolutely.
InfoWarsTeam.com. There's hundreds of great products there. I'm promoting the ones I believe in that I've used personally, but I'm told the others are even better, many of them. So go check it out. InfoWarsTeam.com. There's also a toll-free number to call if you want to get involved.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.